Friday is Juneteenth, a day for African Americans to celebrate their emancipation. And it's the fourth year the holiday has been officially recognized by the state of Utah. Amid ongoing Black Lives Matter protests, KUER's Ross Terrell has the story of Utah's history with race issues and how that's impacting the celebration.
In my 58 years, I've not ever felt accepted 100% in this state.
That's Earl Burnett. He was born in Salt Lake City in 1962. His dad is Black and his mom white. And as a kid, he wasn't
white enough for the whites, though the Blacks accepted you more.
Growing up, he says many of his friends were a part of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And on one Monday night, he remembers playing outside with the neighborhood kids. As they get called inside by their parents, he tried to follow. But Burnett says one parent told him, "You don't belong here." So he went home, sulking, and asked his dad, why didn't they let him in?
And what did he mean by, I don't belong here? And my father broke it down to me. He said, because you're Black.
He says that's when he first realized things were separate, but definitely not equal. And much like calls for justice during the civil rights era in the 60s, those words echo through Utah streets today. Thousands of people have marched over the past few weeks, stoked by recent police killings of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and even here with Bernardo Palacios. Activist Darlene McDonald has lived in Utah for 18 years, and she says she feels encouraged by seeing the marches and surprised by them.
The thing that shocks me is a lot of those faces I've never seen before. We were outraged after Sandra Bland. We were outraged after Eric Garner and Mike Brown. But this feels very different.
All those incidents happened elsewhere, in Texas, New York, and Ferguson, Missouri. But Utah has its own experience with racial violence. Take the 1980 murders of Ted Fields and David Martin in Liberty Park in downtown Salt Lake City. Earl Burnett was just 18.
Two of my best friends in 1980 was gunned down by a vowed racist, Joseph Paul Franklin, while jogging in Salt Lake City, Utah, 900 South and 500 East, right there on the corner of the park.
During his trial in 1981, a key witness testified Franklin told her he hated, quote, dumb N-word apes. He eventually got a life sentence. And in 2014, Darian Hunt was carrying a fake samurai sword in Saratoga Springs. It was a part of his cosplay outfit. Police were called, and that ended with Hunt being shot 6 times, all from behind. Salt Lake's NAACP President Janetta Williams asked the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate whether his civil rights were violated. Here's what she said 6 years ago.
We do not want our young people to look at police officers as their executioners, but as authority of safety.
While Utah dealt with the shooting of Hunt, the rest of the nation grappled with the deaths of Michael Brown, Eric Garner, Tamir Rice, all in 2014. And that year put the Black Lives Matter movement on the map. No police were charged in any of those cases, including Hunt. But now a petition to reopen Darian Hunt's case has more than 400,000 signatures. Burnett says after that incident, it was one of the first times he remembers seeing protests in his hometown.
With the Rodney King incident, you know, there was no protest here. I really didn't see no protests until, I would say, the last 10 years, to be honest with you. And 5 years ago, I happened to participate in the protest that they did in downtown Salt Lake.
He said he remembers then seeing young people in the crowd, much like what Janetta Williams has seen today. She says, of course, it's a welcome sight, but she stressed just marching isn't going to cut it anymore.
We want them to channel that energy to make sure that they have filled and completed the census reports out. And then not only that, but to make sure that they are all registered and make sure that they vote.
And activist Darlene McDonald says the protests will continue, even as they recognize the Juneteenth holiday.
We need to let Utah know how we feel in this moment. And if we can drown out the divisive voice in this country, then that is something we need to do to bring the focus back on Juneteenth and our Independence Day.
And McDonald says the work still isn't done. It's just beginning. Ross Terrell, KUER News.